Not your grandma's scent.
And we're in purple again.
Okay. There's 9 varieties of lavender that they grow.
Hi, I'm Shayla Tu, and you're listening to Two for Two, a 2-minute weekly discovery into the lesser-known gems around town.
I'm headed to the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau to pick up the local expert in Orange County venues and event planning. It's Marlene.
We're going to Lavender Oaks Farm. Marlene works at the Visitors Bureau and helps locals and visitors find the perfect venue for their special event. Room nights, too.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you know where to go?
Did
you gypse it?
Yep.
Okay.
I gypsed it.
The working lavender farm features elegantly restored, century-old barns surrounded by 60 private acres of pristine forest.
The venue can hold up to 250 people, which is actually one of the largest venues in Orange County. And then it has wonderful outdoor space.
One of the owners was there to greet us as soon as we arrived.
So good to see you again,
Marlene. I know. Nice to see you, too.
Hi, Karen McDonald. Welcome to our farm.
The main venue spaces are 2 old barns from Pennsylvania and Ohio, taken apart, transported, then put back together in their original form with mortise and tenon.
Part of the stipulation from the family was that we put it back in its original form, but that we also make it available, donate it a few times a year.
From the large barn patio, we behold rows upon rows of fragrant lavender.
One of the best features, I think, about this, though, is that, A, you're on a lavender farm, which is just beautiful, but they also can help you, and they have all the rentals available from their tables. They also have all the centerpieces that you can use for the tables, just adds to the value of booking at this type of venue.
The paths around the field are heels, boots, and bare feet friendly.
Wait, it's literally called Chapel Hill Grip.
Marlene is impressed with all of the super thoughtful details.
Even how the barn was positioned so that if you have an afternoon function, you're not out in the hot sun of North Carolina.
And like the butterflies you can see.
Yeah, and the bees.
And the wind and the breeze and the sun and the clouds. It's just pretty dreamy.
It's very dreamy. Yes, I totally agree.
I'm Shayla Tu. Join me right here on the Hill next Friday for another episode of Two for Two. Let me be your guide as we uncover the best-kept secrets in our area. Do you dig Two for Two? Visit chapelboro.com for past adventures, photos, and the director's cut. Until the next two!